A report from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says the Taiwanese company qualified for over $8.7 million in tax credits in 2023. Foxconn had more than 1,100 employees and made over $24 million in investment. The subsidies are part of a scaled-down agreement with the state that offers up to $80 million in incentives. Kelly Gallagher is a longtime Foxconn critic who lives in Mount Pleasant.
I think that they will stick around to get that $80 million. And once there are no more state incentives, I think it would surprise no one that they will move on.
Mount Pleasant says investments made to support Foxconn paved the way for Microsoft's ongoing data center development in the village. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.